Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah! How we doing, everybody? It's a beautiful Friday here in New York City. Tiki and I are going to Queenstown if you want to hang out. Heading out to Astoria, Long Island City. And doing a book event at 7:30 p.m. tonight if you want to check it out. Sean Morash decided he's too busy. He doesn't want to come. So
That's right.
Great team loyalty from him. Loogie, are you coming tonight?
Making friends by insulting them, Sean.
Yes. Are you coming, Luger, now?
I would love to come tonight, Evan. I'm just doing every single thing on the planet besides it.
Very nice. That's good to
hear. I love you, though. I hope the book
does. Great loyalty. AstoriaBookshop.com for more information. We'll be out there tonight at 7:30. So I thought about this long and hard. Right now, there are five potential first-round opponents the New York Knicks could have. And clarity will come upon us by about 4 o'clock on Sunday when the NBA regular season ends, with pretty much everyone playing around the same time on Sunday. Now, if the Knicks are the 2 seed, we will know it's one of two teams. Mm-hmm. If they're the 3 seed or the 4 seed, we're going to know immediately, and we'll have a full week to analyze it. So here are the five teams, and I power rank them. But I'm going to make you, give me how you want it. Do you want it from they may beat you to no problem, or do you want it the other way around?
No problem first.
You want to start off with no problems.
No problem till they'll beat you.
All right, here we go. Number five. The Orlando Magic. And look, Paolo Banchero is a tremendous young player, and Wagner is a tremendous young. He's banged up, by the way, tonight. May not play. But this Orlando team, with Jamal Mosley at head coach, is very young. I think basically everybody on the roster is 22,
at the roster.
23 years
they're
old.
They're all ridiculously young.
And so the inexperience is what I would feast on. Now, they are a tremendous, tremendous defensive team. But I think I would feast and feel good on feasting on the youth and inexperience that Orlando has. They've had a great regular season, best regular season they've had since the Stan Van Gundy, Dwight Howard era of 14 years ago. But I would put Orlando number one in terms of, I think you got this one.
Number four.
The Indiana Pacers, very similar. Now, they do have a head coach with worlds of experience in Rick Carlisle, and that would scare me because I'd give Rick the coaching edge over Tom Thibodeau in a best-of-seven series. And Miles Turner has experienced the playoffs, but their best player, Tyrese Halliburton, has not. Mm-hmm. And you see a trend, youth and inexperience. First round of the playoffs against a hungry Knicks team that got to the second round a year ago, I would put Indiana at number four. Number three, I'd say the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, there were times where I would put Cleveland kind of as the team I want because of their softness.
Yeah.
But I kind of go back to that experience thing. There's a small part of me that wonders if last year's just absolute beatdown by the toughness of the New York Knicks in any way would actually toughen them up.
Right, sits in their craw.
Yeah.
Right, they hate it. Now, the counter to that is that the Knicks, kind of like the Heat, we were talking about the experience of going through the play-in and getting all the way to the NBA Finals, is the Knicks, on the other hand, are like, yeah, okay, we got them. Now, that's either complacency or confidence.
Confidence.
I think it's confidence.
Good
just,
confidence.
Just because of the makeup of the Knicks team.
No doubt. So I'd put Cleveland right there at number three. Now,
number two.
I'm going to surprise you with this one. I'm going to differ with some Knicks fans because I think you're getting some false bravado on one side and some false fears on the other. The Miami Heat.
Mm.
Look, I know they beat you last year. And I know that the ghost of Pat Riley still scares you.
Right.
And I know that Miami's a dirty team, right? Julius Randle's hurting your mind because of Miami. We know Bam Adebayo's dirty SOB. They're not that good. Like, this is the year I look at Miami, and I know what they did last year and what they did 2 years before that. I don't think they're that good.
It's just hard for me not to look at playoff
history.
History, yeah, experience, and you know they have a fantastic coach. It's hard for me not to look at that and say you can't discount it.
Not only do I think the Knicks win a series against Miami, I think they smoke them. I think I've got season tickets I'm not even able to sell because I won't be able to use games because they'll get this thing done in like five.
I think you're the one smoking.
Right.
Or you're being a D-bag on purpose. I'm not sure. They're going to smoke the Miami Heat? Come on. You're better than that.
Jimmy Butler's going to have a 30-point game out of nowhere.
But how is this fair to me? I'm giving a compliment to how you're going to knock this team off. Every Knicks fan's scared of them for some reason. They're scared of their own shadow.
Because of what happened last year.
Okay, last year's last year. It's not always connected.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler's, like, statistics.
I know. He's a tremendous clutch postseason player.
It's not even that. Just this year, 21 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 assists. You know, he's going to have, like, 35, like, 8 rebounds, couple of assists. It just feels like that's who he becomes in the postseason.
Yeah, so you'll smoke him.
Until I see proof that he can't just flip that switch, there's just fear.
All right.
It's just fear. It's irrational, but it's fear.
It's unfair fear. But let's get to number one, because this is the thing that's going to bother you guys.
Number one.
The 76ers, man. Joel's back. Now, here's the thing about Joel Embiid. He's only played 4 games since returning. By the way, has he missed a beat? I mean, it's like, you know, he's come back. He ain't missed a freaking beat. I mean, he looks like a monster. And while I know that Joel Embiid is very reliably unreliable, like he will miss a playoff game, that'll probably happen in the second round after they beat you in the first round. So I think Philadelphia is the team I don't want to see. And here's the proof of that. Here's the absolute proof of that. As you know, I am the head man of the Coalition of Knick Haters.
Yep.
And we have secret meetings. We have some public meetings. We have a lot of private meetings.
Let's go Knicks.
And we talk about what we can do to bring down the New York Knicks. And we're in full agreement. We want the Philadelphia 76ers to get on that road to facing you guys. And I don't even like Philadelphia, but I also need the destruction of the Knicks. So we, as a group of haters with one thing in mind, and that is the destruction of the Knicks, where we actually can do LOL Knicks, we believe, as a coalition, and I speak for many of these voices, that the team with the best opportunity to send the Knicks home in the first round of the playoffs is the Philadelphia 76.
Well, it just proves how pathetic you are, that you're going to side with those heathens, those hyenas down in Philadelphia over your fellow New York City brethren. The fact that you and your dopey coalition that exists, you know, 13 people are in it, that would side with Philadelphia over the Knicks. How dare you? How dare you?
First of all.
And by the way, think about how bad this, like, beef with Spike is going to get now that he's, like, fully out the door almost.
Now you're going to be a beef with me? This is how we get back together.
No, I mean,
we're like the mega powers coming together. What are you talking
about?
But
now we have to listen to Spike on WIP. If this should happen, what you're saying happened.
Yes.
Crushing our Knicks.
Former
boss crushing our Knicks.
Well,
it'll be headlines in our papers because he just left here.
No offense to Spike, even though he is in this coalition, I admit. It's how we've sort of come back together as friends because he shares that with me. He's irrelevant. I mean, no offense to him. I'm like, he's freaking irrelevant. This isn't about Philadelphia. This is just about giving an honest basketball opinion.
Okay,
are the team that I think could cause the most damage to you in the first round of the playoffs.
I think you've made it clear, but I want you to put your name on it. If it's Knicks Sixers, Evan,
whose side is he on?
Are you on our side? Our side, our show, or with Spike and those losers down in Philly?
Now, Tiki will help you out with this because he knows history. So back in the early 80s, the great Ronald Reagan and the United States government.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Would fun people, and I won't even say the guy's name because the guy is like, you know, first of all, he's dead,
yeah,
and we don't like him. But at the time, we funded this man because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so because of our Cold War with the Soviets, there was a guy, again, not going to say his name, that we kind of invested in. We gave him weapons and we said, look, help us out, not because we like you, but because enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
So to give you that analogy, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does make sense. Didn't work out that well, but.
No, it did not work out well, no. It was actually a horrible decision, but guess what? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Whose side is he on? Very easy answer. Do you agree with my power rankings, by the way, guys?
No, I don't. I have Magic at 5. I think they're young. They're not ready for the moment.
So we agree on that.
We agree on that. Cavs, I have at 4. They're soft. I think the Knicks own them. I have the Pacers at 3. Same type of thing. Not enough experience. And I love Halley, but they're not ready. I have the Sixers at 2, and I have Miami at 1. With Coach Spo, best coach in the league, Jimmy Butler will eat your heart, you know, pull from your chest and eat it. And I just have all the respect in the world for Miami.
You know, the Philadelphia 76ers have a coach that's won an NBA championship. You're aware of that?
Bro, I put them at number 2, and they are a pain in the ass defensively, and Embiid is an MVP. I'm not giving them disrespect, but I'm putting Miami over Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm just reminding you, just in case you forgot.
That's immediacy. That's an immediacy.
100%.
Because it just happened.
100%. It's immediacy. It's, you're afraid of what happened last year. You're scarred by last year.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
You're scarred by your history. It's like me with the Braves. It's very similar. You're scarred by it.
No. Miami has been absolute ass this season. But when it matters the most, they know how to turn it up. And they have a killer on their team. And guess what? Philadelphia doesn't. So I'm more worried about that. And I'm more worried about Coach Spo and the role players. That's it. And I'm giving all the respect in the world to Philly. I got them at 2. But Miami is Miami. Tiki, and it has nothing to do with history.
Tiki, Sixers or Heat? Who would you rather face in the first round? Or would you least rather face?
Who would I least? To me, it's the Heat. I agree.
Really? You agree with these guys?
Yeah.
It's the recency bias.
Joel scares me. But I feel like there's bodies to throw at him.
Yeah, but what about the active, like, the fact that lately, because I do think momentum sometimes can matter, and we'll get into that in hockey as well.
Yeah.
The Islanders are as hot as they can get. Yeah. The Rangers have certainly been cooled off.
I think that changes in basketball. Really, every sport in the postseason, momentum, it changes.
I think
it becomes the matchup.
But even with Philly getting Joel Embiid back, like they've won 6 in a row, and part of that is because Joel Embiid is back.
But it's not even It's not the momentum. It's the matchup. I think the Knicks have a lot of bodies they can throw at Joel Embiid, and the way that they now play, it's going to put Joel Embiid standing in the paint by himself, like doing nothing.
No, he's going to get fouled and just feast you on the free throw.
No, I'm talking about him defensively. Like, what's he doing? Is he going out to the perimeter to guard somebody?
Mm.
He's not doing that. And
he's
that's
afraid
the way
of guarding Iheart.
No, it's not even that. It's just the way the Knicks play. It's 4 out, man. So what are you doing, Joel? Be insignificant defensively. And then we'll throw bodies at you offensively.
Sixers, Knicks.
And just guard you.
God. Okay. I say it because I know the best. You got to deal with what you deal with, but
yeah.
God, I feel dirty. Let's go to Rob and Patchogue. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Evan? What's up, Tiki?
How you doing? What's up?
Nothing, Evan. I just wanted to let you know that you were spot on the LOL Knicks. Probably one of the best takes you've ever had.
Wow.
But I think,
all the things
I think
I've said,
it,
that's it. That's
that was just
winner.
Familiar. That was familiarity speaking.
I think part of it is Knicks fans in general, like a couple years ago, we're gonna get the number one pick, we're gonna draft Zion, then we're gonna sign KD, then we're gonna sign Kyrie, and what happened? Didn't get any 3 of them. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. No, you make a good point, like, because it was like every time there was a free agent or somebody disgruntled somewhere else, oh, he's coming to the Knicks. That's what it's. That was the narrative. It goes all the way back to LeBron when he goes to Miami.
Look, there have been moments in which they've deserved to be laughed at. I just like to look at things fairly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, what does that have to do with today? What does that have to do with Jalen Brunson? So for anyone in the national media, and look, my advice is not give a rat's ass. I mean, it doesn't matter. But for anyone who mocks the Knicks because of that, I would tell them it's old news. Yeah. Like, what does it matter? I mean, Kevin Durant ain't even on the Nets anymore. He's on another different team. It doesn't mean anything. Let's go to Pat on Long Island. What's up, Pat?
How's it going, guys? I wanted to say I think the Knicks, after the 7 months, can easily win it all for a take that I haven't really heard.
Win it all. Look at you. Look at you feeling good. Look at you believing in
Randall,
this team.
Randall being out is a good thing for what my biggest concern was Thibodeau. He always had a habit of 6-7 players, 40 minutes, in my opinion.
Right.
And in these past 2 months, before we found out that he was officially gone, I saw Hart, DiVincenzo, even McBride. I saw the 30 points. I saw the rebounds with Hartstein and now Robinson back. And I saw the assists because Brunson is the better ball handler and now the number one star of the team. And Thibodeau's hand is now forced to rotate 8 or 9 guys without Randall's because he can't bench 3, have 1 scorer on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one flaw, even though I saw something different, I wanted to see him, was always Randall in the big game.
Yeah, yeah.
Through the game, shooting too much.
But that's
he tried to shoot himself.
But Pat, that's the only area where you guys would be right about this on we're better off without Julius. If you have accepted and believe he just can't play in a big spot. If that's what you've accepted and you believe, first of all, get rid of him. Shouldn't be on the team then. Can't play in this city. You're defined by your postseason success. Then anything he does in the regular season where he played at a very high level, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you believe what you saw in the regular season, then to me it is insane to think that more minutes for Precious Achiuwa makes you better without Julius Randle.
Yeah, well, like if you're going to do apples to apples, Precious for Julius makes no sense. And so I think the reality is Julius Randle's injury created the opportunity for all of these guys that he's talking about, Deuce and even Precious to an extent, Ihart to get a ton more minutes, you know, DiVincenzo to play and shoot. It created a new template that Tom Thibodeau got to look at and experiment with, and now he can trust it. I think part of what Pat's problem or Tibbs's problem with Pat was referring to was that he hadn't seen it enough to trust it, so he just goes with what he knows. Now he knows something that's different.
Well, I'll give Tom Thibodeau credit for this. And anyone who is excited, like UCP, the franchise, that the Knicks were getting Alec Burks. Alec Burks has been terrible. Mm. He's been atrocious for whatever reason. Tom Thibodeau has said to him over the last couple of games, I'm done with you.
See ya. Sit down.
I'm done with you. Like, I'm not going to force you in there because you're one of my guys. Now, look, Bojan Bogdanović played pretty damn well last night, so all is not lost on that trade. But I do think that's encouraging because one of the knocks on Tom Thibodeau, we talk about lack of adjustments, but it's also loyalty to a fault with guys who don't deserve to be out there. And whatever the reason, Burks hasn't been good in his second tenure with the Knicks.
Hmm.
He just hasn't. And so luckily, he's not playing.
I think I don't know what it is about him, but it almost feels like his only purpose is to try to score.
Yeah, and he doesn't do that.
And he's not good at it. Hmm. And so what they have built and what their system has evolved into, where there's a ton of ball movement and it's always, the right shot, it gets stagnated when he's in there. And so it hasn't worked. Now, if he was knocking down the shots, it'd be fantastic. Like if he was Julius Randle light, it'd be great, but he's not because he doesn't make the shots.
Mike is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah. Going back and forth with the Sixers heat angle.
Yeah.
Sixers would be a major pain in the butt to play. They're 30-8 with Embiid, 15-27 without him.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they were the 2 seed before he got hurt. And I would compare it to the Knicks. The Knicks without Brunson are essentially what the Sixers were. You bring him back, if that's your first-round matchup, that would scare me. And yes, the recency bias of Embiid having bad playoffs is there. But everybody had him as their MVP before he got hurt. He scored 70 points and then disappeared.
Oh, no doubt.
But 30-8, he is a beast, and for a first-round matchup, your reward for being the second-best team in the East is to play Joel Embiid, I would want nothing to do.
Right. No, I completely agree with you.
You're better off sitting at three and not having to worry about
it. I mean, I get history. I get history, and I appreciate the history that the Knicks fan has with Miami, especially dating back to last year. You don't have a playoff history of any recent memory with the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm-hmm. Your only recent memory is the regular season, and I know you had a game in which Joel played, and I think you beat him by 30.
Yes, in Philly.
That doesn't mean anything, though. Like, that's not enough for me to say, ooh, I want Sixers over Miami. Like, Philly's just better. And our last caller laid it out beautifully. When Joel Embiid has played, and he missed a big chunk of the season, the Sixers are a real good team. Now, am I skeptical they're going to get to the NBA Finals? They never do. They never even get to the Conference Finals. We're not talking about that. But as a first-round opponent, it almost doesn't feel fair.
Yeah.
Like, to Mike's point, like, that's not a reward for being a two-seed.
What makes it unfair is that Julius is healthy and rested.
Joel is well.
I mean, that's what I mean. Joel is healthy and rested and playing with like beginning of the season energy.
And I don't think they could stop him. And I don't think I can say that. I mean,
I don't think
they could stop him.
But you throw bodies at him. You make him work. For
and
him.
Then he goes to the free throw line 17 times. Trust me, I've lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like it. I've lived it though.
Yeah.
By the way, Tiki Barber's an oracle. Yesterday, he predicted something. He said something on the radio about a scenario that may occur at UBS Arena last night. The exact scenario occurred. We'll describe it and decide if the kind of actions were right or wrong. Plus, more of your calls at 877-337-6666. Now, last night, Tiki Barber was proven to be prophetic. Because last night we had the fortunate opportunity to go to UBS Arena and see the New York Islanders win a very, very important hockey game against the Montreal Canadiens. And it was touch and go. Despite dominating in the second period, it felt like they should have been up 5-1. Instead, it was 1-1. Then they go behind 2-1. Then they tie the game up. And then they win in the 3-on-3 overtime to get the two huge points that they needed. But Sean was in a tough spot because he's a die-hard Ranger fan. And he came to UBS in the owner's suite. And not only did he go into the owner's suite with me, and Loogie eventually showed up, but upon walking into the owner's suite, he has sat down right next to Mr. John Ledecky on his left. And who is on your right, Sean?
They put me in a seat right next to Dennis Potvin. With nobody else next to me but me and Dennis Potvin.
And what did you
is that
say
for real?
To Dennis Potvin?
Get out of here.
Sat right down. It was Evan goes next to Ledecky. I go next to Dennis Potvin. It was and John, Mr. Ledecky, Ranger fan, huh? Why don't you go sit here? Sat right next to Dennis Potvin.
It's like he placed you there.
And I looked down and Dennis Potvin kind of smiled at me and I said, we're going to get this out of the way and I'm going to be very transparent. Yes, I've spent my whole life saying you suck at Madison Square Garden. And he got a good laugh out of it.
Oh, that's great.
And I commend you for that. Like, that's step one. I thought that was beautiful.
Keep it real. Be honest.
That's it. You got to keep it real.
Let them know where you stand. Therefore, there's no question.
No doubt about it. So I give him credit for that. Number two, here's where else I give Sean credit. They made him an Islander jersey, but the Islanders are not pressuring anybody to put a jersey on. Like, if anybody thought that, that's BS. And Sean very politely said, I appreciate the jersey.
Had your name on the back.
It did. Thank you.
I'm not going to wear it, but thank you. Mm-hmm. And he took a picture with Mr. Ledecky. Again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not like you put the jersey on.
He did say, do you want to put it on? And I said, no. And he said, I respect that. You will lose your status.
Perfect.
Great. And I love that. Very mutual understanding, Sal.
So far, I think my guy's batting 1,000.
So far.
He's doing a great job. Then, in the second period, we all have the honor of going downstairs and being right behind the goal that the Islanders are shooting on. And this was a very eventful second period for anyone who watched the game. The Islanders got a million shots on goal. Montreal barely got any. I mean, Varley took a nap on the other side. There was a fight right in front of us. Great, great experience. And in that moment downstairs, the Islanders tied the game up and won. And Tiki yesterday asked the hypothetical. He said, Sean, okay, you're not going to put the jersey on. No big deal.
Yeah, okay with that.
What happens if the Islanders score a big goal and there's a celebration going on? Because one thing about John Ledecky is that he is a passionate fan. He's an owner, but he's into the game.
Right.
Like, he ain't one of those owners who doesn't give a rat's ass. See Joe Tsai.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, nah. He talks about the game like a fan talks
He's
about the game.
He's into it, man. He's pumped up. So when the Islanders score that goal, I naturally get very excited as a fan. Embraced John Ledecky.
Okay.
And so did Sean Morash. Not only did Sean jump up.
High five, jump up.
Yes.
All the trappings.
No hug. No hug.
You did it. You couldn't help yourself.
There's a couple things to go over here, Tiki, and let's not get facts in the way of a video. Evan, you
It's on video!
Evan?
Yes.
Which, by the way, don't appreciate my sister sending that to me, diehard Ranger fan. Let me just say this, Evan. You were on the Long Island Railroad with me to UBS yesterday.
Yes.
And what did I do on my FanDuel app?
You bet some things.
Mm. Uh-huh. What was one of the things I bet?
I don't know.
Islanders puck line.
Oh, okay.
-5, -1.5.
Okay.
They were down 1-0 at the time. Okay, put a little money there. That's number one. Number two, what have I been consistent about saying about what I want the Rangers to see in the playoffs?
You don't want to play Tampa Bay because you're scared of them.
But what team have I repeatedly said on this show that I want the Rangers to see in the playoffs?
The New York Islanders.
Okay, so is that consistent so far? I've bet the Islanders on a puck line. I want the Islanders to make the playoffs.
By the way, and even Tiki suggested you should bet the Islanders.
Yes. Right. Okay. So I've done those two things. Also,
I incentivized you to celebrate.
Both of those things on there. Number three, why is it noticeable why I am on video and how you could pick me out getting out of my chair?
Because you're larger than me?
No, do you think the bald head had anything to do with it?
Of course.
Okay, noticeable.
And why was my bald head noticeable, Evan? You're on trial here?
Because you weren't wearing a hat.
I was, out of the eight people that went down there, we were all handled orange Islander hats to stick out of sore thumb. Who was the only one that didn't put it on?
You did not put it on. I never said you put it on.
So, didn't wear the hat. Didn't wear the jersey.
I get that.
Bet the Islanders and want the Islanders to win for my Ranger purposes. Where did I go wrong?
Okay, I'll tell you where you went wrong. Okay, because this is the only mistake you made. I will defend you on a lot of other things, including something else I'll get to. On video, which I shared at Evan Roberts WFAN, so it's there for everybody to see, you jump up as quickly as Ledecky does, as quickly as I do.
Yes.
Like,
that's
my
celebration.
Yeah, it was a natural, like, raw, animalistic celebration.
Sometimes you can't help yourself. It just happens.
Again, I'm rooting for the money to be made in my pocket, and I'm rooting for the team I want the Rangers to see, and I want them to get there. That was a Ranger celebration.
That is an after-the-fact explanation of what happened in real time.
And
I know this, because you've done this. I've done this. When Adrian Peterson, who are they playing? They're playing the Packers. When he rushed for 2,000 yards, you remember this?
Yeah.
And he broke off like a 40-yard run. I literally jumped up.
Right.
I didn't really care, but it was... You know, he's rushed for 2,000 yards, and it's happening in an epic fashion. You can't help but naturally react. You naturally reacted to the Islanders scoring a goal. It's okay. You can admit it. Your Ranger brethren are not going to be upset with you.
Well, Boomer was.
Because Boomer doesn't have the facts.
Boomer's an irrational Ranger fan. I'm talking about the rational Ranger fan who understands what you're saying. Who understands that you bet money on it because I told you got to incentivize yourself to celebrate, which you did. Mm-hmm. You're sitting with the owner. Did he go down?
Yeah, he was right
so
next to
the high-fived owner. Him. So you don't want to be disrespectful to the billionaire in the building.
And we've already established ground rules. He knows.
Exactly.
I'm not going out of my way with the gear.
And you want to face this team. So it's okay.
No. Here's the problem. I'm about to defend him with more facts. I'm just giving you the facts. The facts I'm going to use to defend him is going to make him look worse. I'm just going to be honest with you.
All right, let's hear it.
So after that raw animalistic excitement that he had, we went back up to the suite. We watched the rest of the game. It was obviously a very close game. Montreal took the lead. Islanders tied it up. They eventually won it over. Overtime. We were very tense, obviously, because it's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And when Montreal took the lead, especially after the way the Islanders dominated the second period, there was a lot of tenseness going on. Sean did something which I respected. I respect what I'm about to say, but it negates every point you just made. He started enjoying it.
Mm.
He started liking the fact, oh, look at this. They're losing. Oh, ha, ha, ha. In fact, he took a selfie of himself eating a pretzel with that arrogant smirk on his face as if, huh, what's going on? To further things, when the Islanders tied the game, would not give me a high five, wouldn't break a smile. When the Islanders won the game in overtime, and I embraced John again, and Loogie was pumped up, Sean had shut down.
Mm.
So what I noticed from that is Sean was so embarrassed by what happened in the second period that he went back to being the true Ranger fan that he is, which I respect. He was actively rooting against the Islanders at that point in the game, which happened. I'm good with, But it defeats everything you just said about, I bet on them, I want to face them. You went into shutdown mode in the third period in overtime because you realized, wow, I shouldn't have done that.
But it's okay to have a mixed emotions in the company that you were in.
Of course. And by the way, I'm still at my core range if it wasn't. But you, again, you're burying a lead, Evan. Did I have the Islander money line or did I have the Islander puck line?
You had the Islander puck line.
At that point, when they tied and then won the game, the puck line was out of reach. I could not win the bet. I could win the bet when they tied the game at one in the second period, when they score late in the third and win.
Stop it.
Cannot cover a 1.5 puck line on my bet. And once they've already gotten the point into overtime and not 2 points, they got their magic number down. I know, you know it doesn't do me any service. They got 1 point here. They're going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, Evan, I stayed true to my word, and unlike other cowards that were in here, I left the Islander building with a mutual respect for them as an organization and their mutual respect for me as a Ranger fan that it was business, and that was it.
Okay. Mm. How do you take that? You accept that?
That was well explained.
Well explained. All right. It may be well explained, but that video of him celebrating will live forever.
Yes, but the context is lost.
Of course.
Unless you listen to us here on WFA.
And what cowards are you referring to there? You just sort of flippantly say,
yeah, who's a coward, by the way?
Sal Licata, Chris McMonagle.
Are you an idiot? Suck it!
Oh, because they're Ranger fans who fully embrace the Islander.
Let's just call it like it is.
He's an Islander fan.
Islander.
You're an Islander fan.
Just call it like it is. The Islanders give you the red carpet treatment when you go there, and it's so great, and I think that's so awesome that they do that. But there was this perception that when you go, you have to abandon all Ranger fandom, and you can't be honest with the Islanders. I was honest. Those cowards were not.
All I know is every time the Islanders score a goal in that potential Islander-Ranger series, I'm going to just pop out the GIF of Sean celebrating like he did at UBS Arena. That's just going to be the GIF I use every time the Islanders score a goal.
You're going to use a GIF, too, or just the GIF?
A GIF. Well, what's the difference?
Okay.
What is it? Is it a GIF or a GIF?
GIF.
No, it's GIF.
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 Then why isn't it spelled J-I-F?
I don't know. Because it's a graphical. It's graphical. I forget what it actually stands for. I used to know. But I don't remember.
Wait, so is it GIF or GIF? Because now I'm confused.
I remember having this debate with BT like 7 years ago.
You were on which side? Were you on the GIF side?
I was
side?
GIF, but I feel like I was told it was wrong.
If BT said it was GIF, it's definitely GIF.
That's a conclusion you come up with.
But me and Sean had a great time. Sean got to really know the idiosyncrasies of me last night because we took the train to the game.
Oh, my
and
God.
And within 5 minutes of being on the train, I get motion sickness very quickly. And so you almost saw me throw up on the train.
It is GIF, by the way.
GIF. Okay. So
and
we're
it
right.
is graphics interchange format.
There you go.
That's what it stands for.
Tiki, could you ride a train with somebody who every 2 seconds is closing their eyes, rocking back and forth, going, oh my God, I got to get off the train. Oh my God, I got to get off the train. And then refuses a half a mile shuttle to a stadium. I can't take any more movement. We just got to walk.
It's funny because when you guys jetted out of here to go to the game last night, Lugie and I had a little conversation about you.
What was the conversation about?
Talking about just
throwing
how,
up on trains?
No, just the behind the scenes, how nuanced and like particular you are.
I am very particular.
And if you're a creature of what you do, and if you don't do it, it's skew in any slight little way, you are jacked up.
Well,
jacked up.
I'll tell you another way I'm a creature, and I've told this story before. I don't think you've heard it. It was from years ago. I have this indigestion issue. In which sometimes if I don't take a certain pill or if I eat too quickly, I have something lodged in my throat and I've got to throw up.
What?
And it gets really bad. Yeah. Like I've had a lot of incidences like this over the years. Haven't had it in a while, but my most famous incident occurred at game 6 between the Islanders and the Lightning in the final game at Nassau Coliseum. And I've told the story before that I was walking around, people were being so nice to me, and all I was looking for is a place to throw up.
Oh, God.
And finally, I got security to allow me to go outside where I could throw up, and I felt better, and it was a wonderful night. And so, unfortunately, that happens. So, so last night, in this beautiful suite, I couldn't get enough of that Shaq burger. Shaquille O'Neal has
a chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich, I apologize. Shaquille O'Neal has a chicken sandwich. Mm. Have you ever had this, Tiki?
I have not.
It is arguably the greatest chicken sandwich I've ever
eaten. Is it on par with Chick-fil-A?
It's better than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is minor league.
Really?
Yeah, no, this is the greatest chicken sandwich of all time.
Very good. Calm down. Don't sell Chick-fil-A.
Just my opinion.
Is it fried or is it grilled?
It's fried.
So it's in the same vein as Chick-fil-A.
Very good, good sauce. A little too many pickles, though, as Dennis Potvin called me out as I picked them off.
Pickles are like, that gives a little spunk to it.
It was perfect. It was a perfect amount of pickle. I disagree with you. Perfect amount of mayonnaise was fantastic. So I am just destroying this chicken sandwich. Like, I am assaulting it. And even Ledecky's looking at me like, my God,
look at
this monster over here. And all of a sudden, as I'm finishing it, I knew it. I felt it. I know that feeling. I was like, oh, crap. I got the throw-up feel. I'm dead. What the hell am I going to do?
And you're in a suite or you're down on the...
I'm in a suite.
Okay.
So I
rushed. But there's a bathroom in a suite?
Well, good news and bad news. There was a bathroom. So I rush into that bathroom and I go take care of business. And what I didn't realize is, unfortunately, that bathroom was having an issue where it wouldn't flush correctly.
Oh, my God.
So everything was there.
Oh, God.
While I was trying to throw up. It was one of my worst. It was just like, this is my life. Between almost collapsing on the train and then being stuck in that spot. Now, luckily, everything all right. I got it out and I'm good to go. And I was fine. Yeah, and then I fixed the toilet.
Nobody could go in the bathroom.
No, the toilet was actually not broken. I didn't realize it. The person just didn't flush. And so I assumed it was broken.
Oh.
And then I flushed and everything was fine. So there was nothing wrong with the bathroom.
Yeah, you preserve water.
It was just... Yeah, it wasn't good. And when I came back, I looked at Sean. I said, you don't want to know what just happened.
He left a half-eaten chicken sandwich and an antipasto stick next to me. Oh, and this was the other thing. For a guy who lives with a chef, Tiki, he comes back with a hard little piece of toast and chopped up tomatoes. And he goes, what do you call this here? What is this thing? I love this. I'm like, bruschetta?
And he
goes, that's right. And then he goes, I love this chopped up watermelon. I'm like, no, it's tomato, you idiot. He's so stupid.
When it comes to food, I'm very dumb. I admit that.
It's a good thing you traveled with Sean yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That's my guy right there.
I know it.
Speaking of food, there's some controversy going on here around Evan and a conspiracy theory. So you could clear the air real quick.
Of course.
The other night, you guys went out to the book signing, and Evan was at Shake Shack. Teak, was he supposed to get you dinner as well?
No.
Okay.
Who made that up?
There is a conspiracy theory that Evan actually wasn't getting food. In fact, he was stalling. He was allowing you to do the meet and greet.
Oh, stop it.
He was never actually getting the food because Shake Shack took forever. I'm using air quotes. And that's the reason. That's the conspiracy theory that was floated to me.
I'm fine with that. I am completely comfortable in a room of strangers. I can talk to a wall.
I am
good.
I had the receipt and went back to the Shake Shack and actually got the sandwich.
So you could prove that you have a receipt if anybody were to call you.
I think the receipt's gone now.
No,
but
I get that.
The guys that could prove it are the two guys that were with me. John Bogan, who works here, and Tommy Izzo, our great digital guy, were with me, saw me cash in my receipt and get the chicken sandwich.
Very good. You've cleared the air.
Thank you very much. What fake conspiracy theories are you coming up with? Unbelievable. Let's go to Matt in Howard Beach. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up, dude?
Jumped into the middle of this conversation. You know, Sean, sure. You're there. He's a moment. It's a big goal scorer to jump up. I can't necessarily fault you for that, but you should never, ever bet the Islanders to win. And for that matter, the Devils either. Those two teams, in my mind, should go 0-82 every season, all day, every day.
Well, if you bet them both last night, you won. You could have parlayed that in some big money.
We'll get you.
I'd rather be broken destitute on the street than have the Islanders win a game.
Wow. So what you're saying is Sean's pretty much a fraud, is pretty much what you're saying.
Well, no, listen, I still love the guy. And Sean, it's bruschetta, not bruschetta, okay?
Yeah, you can't mock me and you don't even get it right.
Most people don't say bruschetta.
I know. We're not in Rome, folks. I mean, come on. We're at UBS Arena. It could be bruschetta. What I know is it wasn't watermelon. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell I was eating. All I knew is it was good. That's all I knew.
Right.
I think the problem was I walked in there very hungry. And then you've got to, like, debate how you're classy about it. Because I'm so hungry I could eat everything. But you can't just go run to eat food. You got to give it some time. And Sean was very good at that, too. He waited for me to give him the signal, okay, it's okay for us to get
food. Did you get a drink first?
No, not even a drink.
Oh,
I didn't drink at all, actually.
It's the first thing you do.
Now, the puck was about to drop.
First thing you do.
No.
Boogie, right? First thing you do.
First thing I did when I got there was get a White Claw.
Right.
And I came late, and I was starving, but
beverage.
I got a drink. Yep.
No, we had two seats.
Make socializing easier.
All I can think about being in this like highfalutin place with all these rich people and such a beautiful location is this is Tiki's jam. Like, this is Tiki Barber's zone. Hobnobbing, talking, conversations.
Hi. Good to meet you. Yeah. Nice to see you. Can I call on you when I run for office? Thank you. Good to meet you.
Exactly.
What's your network? Perfect. Gotcha. Got your pocket. Here's my contact information. I'll talk to you later. Oh, hey, how you doing, man? How's the wife? I met her a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Excellent.
He's good. He's very, very good. Chris in Seacliff, New York. Hey, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Tiki, dude. By the way, you should run for office.
Oh, man. Not in this current Evan. Political environment. I don't want to be a target. Right.
So, Evan, the issue is you're not chewing your food. I have the same experiences. It's rough. Like, I eat at home, it's no problem. If I go out to a steakhouse, I get excited. I dog my food down, and then I have the same thing. And it's like you drink water. And it can't pass.
Nah.
I know exactly what
and the worst
about.
And the worst part is where you're located. Because the truth is that what I talked about at the Nassau Coliseum was not my worst experience. Even last night wasn't my worst experience. This is going to hit close to home. Or it'll just be coincidental. Yeah. The worst experience I ever had was at Tom Coughlin's charity event that he had.
Oh, really?
And I was at a table with Mike Breen and a lot of other MSG guys. And they're all very nice. They're having great conversations, basketball, hockey. I'm with my wife. Tom Coughlin's putting on a show, and all of a sudden, I take a piece of steak, and I'm like, holy mackerel, I'm done. And my wife knows, so she looks at me and says, you better find a bathroom.
Right.
And I said, I don't know where the hell to find a bathroom in this beautiful...
Where was it at? Cipriani? Midtown?
Sounds about right, by the way.
Yeah, Midtown, Cipriani.
So instead of looking for a bathroom at Cipriani, I went outside and just started going to town outside, hoping nobody would see me.
Right, you got to go to the second level to find a bathroom.
See, I would have never found that.
Go outside in the city, hoping nobody will see me.
Dude, well, I didn't even care.
I didn't care.
That's why you didn't care.
I was mortified because I was afraid I was just like going to barf on Tom Coughlin. Like, I was like literally afraid, like, I'm going to walk by Justin Talk and all of a sudden, hey, what's up? And I'm just going to go. So I needed to get out of there. I needed to not, yo, hey, my brain, no, I couldn't do that. So I got the hell out of there. That still scars me to this day.
Right.
That one really.
But at least you were outside.
Thank God. I mean, thank God I was able to, that's for sure. Ozzy and Woodridge. Hey, Oz.
Ozzy.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
TGIF to you.
Amen to that. The rain went away. Have a great book event out there in Astoria. Wish you guys all the best.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Before I continue with that, I side with Sean on both the mother thing from this week and staying true to his booster fandom. So I side with Sean on both of those.
Look at that.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Good to hear.
Evan, I got two questions, if I may, and a suggestion.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a New Jersey book signing event scheduled at all?
As of right now, I do not, but I very well may very, very soon.
All right. Is it because you have no respect for us New Jersey fans and listeners and we don't matter?
Ozzy also thinks there's no Met fans in New Jersey, like he thought there were no Met fans in Staten Island.
Well, maybe.
Or on Staten Island.
I thought that going to Staten Island counts as going to New Jersey.
Stop.
I figure it's kind of the same, so, in my opinion.
Okay, well, okay. We don't want Staten Island either, so don't try and push that.
All I know is when I went to, and I loved Staten Island, like, I had a really good time. I don't mean that as a knock. But just based on location and based on how I got there, it felt like I was in New Jersey. Like, the only thing that made it not New Jersey was I was allowed to make a left-hand turn, and I could have pumped my own gas if I wanted. Outside of that, if I just, you know, envisioned it, I was pretty much in the state of New Jersey, and that's no offense to you or no offense to Staten Island.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, but, you know, as Jersey fans, we deserve some respect. Right, I know you're afraid of us, the gas station attendants here yelling at you to get back in your car. But then it'll also show appreciation for Tiki, because I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
That'll make it more convenient.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, you have it somewhere along Aaron Judge Highway, a.k.a. Interstate 78, which is on the way to Tiki's neck of the woods there.
That's true. Or you could just come all the way to my neck of the woods and go to the Barnes & Noble at Livingston Mall.
There you go. Or how about we have a book signing at Tiki's house? Would we do that?
That'll work.
Would you open up the doors and let people in?
We got to host a political event in the next couple of months anyway, so we'll be set up for it.
Look at that. That's a great idea right there, Azzy.
It wouldn't be like inviting bad Tiki over to your house. So let's talk about something safe and sound. You know what I'm saying? There won't be any threats to anybody.
That's right.
It'll all good.
So you're not coming to Astoria tonight, Ozzy? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No. Okay.
Ozzy lives in Jersey.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like, boom. You drive. What's a big deal?
Sean, settle down. No mother's jokes. My mother's sister lived out in beautiful Astoria.
Don't worry. That one had a happy ending.
Yeah, we got to further the mother story with Sean and that caller.
You're silly, Ozzy.
You're not going to believe what happened next, bro. All right, Ozzy. Thank you very much. Anything else you've done with us?
No, I want to hear what happened next.
What?
He wants to hear what happened next.
You just said that story had a happy ending.
Oh, I was going to tell the story, but I was going to let you go so we can move on.
Right.
See, all right. Listen on the phone, you'll hear. So the other day, Sean and a caller went at it.
Shane.
Okay. Excuse me?
Shane.
Shane from?
Merrick.
From Merrick, New York, called in.
Which is on the island.
It is on Long Island. Took a shot at Sean, which, you know, I didn't think was that bad. Basically, he has a high-pitched voice like Pee-wee Herman. And Sean responded with, "Your mom likes my voice." I thought that crossed the line. I brought it up yesterday that he should apologize. We had a big disagreement on if it was worthy of an apology or not. Apparently, this Shane reached out to Sean privately.
Yeah, DM'd him.
DM'd him to first let him know, A, no hard feelings. I was not offended by the mother comment, so completely undercut by Shane. Thank you. And then number two, apparently, Sean Morash grew up with Shane's girlfriend.
Yes, she lived across the street her whole life from my grandparents' house. We played together as little kids, and she had no idea I was on radio until Shane told her the story after I apologized.
So how did this come up? This came up because you apologized.
Because he thought it was so cool that I apologized and he was being re-brought up, so he was telling his girlfriend the story and showing the clips, and it dawned on her that she knew me. She was like, wait a minute, you have to find out if his grandparents were Bob and Sally, who were my grandparents.
So Shane asked you.
So hey, Shane, are you Bob and Sally's grandson? I was like, oh, my grandparents passed away a long time ago. Yeah. What's going on? And he goes, you're not going to believe this. You know, you played with her a ton of times as a kid. I remember like anything.
But you know what this means? It means instead of saying your mom likes my voice. You should have said his girlfriend. It would have been real.
Had I said, hey, your girlfriend loves my voice, I literally would have had it accurate because she did love my voice. And all's well that ends well. I was told by another listener to apologize. Guess what? Shane and his girlfriend coming over my house in a couple weeks. Now we're all friends.
They're buddies now.
That's amazing.
So we went from me appeasing a couple of angry people on social media that Sean crossed the line. This is the death of WFAN.
Right.
He should apologize. Meanwhile, the guy he offended, and they're best friends now.
Right. He wasn't offended. This is why you either hate or dislike social media, because if you don't listen to the social media, Sean and Shane are not friends.
And if I never make that mom quip, I am never reunited with one of my friends from my childhood.
There you go.
That's incredible. What a happy ending.
Right, there it is.
We'll get back to your calls in a second. 877-337-6666. More calls on the Knicks. We started the show with it. The expectations are clear. They better get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And also coming up, Tom Brady can't quit football. He said it again. He's thinking about coming back. Do we believe it? We'll let you hear how he said it, if Tiki believes he's coming back, and why he would do that. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.